This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village with more of the Spiegel and Home Show, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Here comes his 100th pitch of the day. Swung on and missed. He has not given up a hit through six innings. Will he pitch beyond this inning? We'll see.
That is a highlight. That's our guy, Pat Hughes. And you know that, Mark Grody.
Love Pat Hughes.
It's Pat Hughes doing a highlight of Paul Skeens, the pitcher from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Maybe you saw the news today, not the news about Dan Bernstein and the Score. That is news that we have discussed. If you're interested, you can hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app and listen to me and Mark Grody discuss it as best we can at 2 o'clock. So at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, we did that whole segment on that.
And there was a formal announcement made on the radio, too.
Prior to that, yes.
By Mitch Rosen, the boss of the Score. So that is for people who are interested. And that doesn't mean we're not going to continue to mention and talk about Dan Bernstein until 6 o'clock periodically.
It'll certainly come up, but we're not going to eulogize a living man. It is what it is. But if that's what you're looking for, I highly recommend that you hit rewind and then come back and join us live. So this Paul Skeens card, a baseball card, sold yesterday for $1.11 million. And that's a baseball card, one card. It is a one-of-one card that was in the Topps baseball card set in 2024. I believe it's the 2024 card. This is something that Topps started doing in 2023, where they took a small patch of the uniform that a player wore on his debut, and they attached it to the baseball card. Okay? Anthony Volpe, the young Yankee shortstop, had a card that sold for $150,000. Jackson Holliday of the Baltimore Orioles, his MLB debut patch autograph card sold for almost $200,000, $198,000, okay, in Thursday's auction. But the Paul Skeens, because of who Paul Skeens is, sold for $1.11 million. Anybody who doesn't know, Paul Skeens won the Rookie of the Year. He finished, he was a Cy Young finalist, I think top three. He started the All-Star game for the National League. He's like, if he stays healthy, he's a surefire Hall of Famer kind of thing. So $1.11 million for a baseball card. On the face of it, maybe this doesn't seem that outrageous. We've seen baseball cards sell for this before, right? But this is different, Groats. This is not like a Mickey Mantle card that somebody found in an attic. This is not, even a Ken Griffey card that has been changing hands, you know, for a couple of decades. This is not even a Mike Trout rookie for a guy who's halfway through his career or maybe at the end of his career. This is a card for a second-year dude. It's a card that a kid got 6 months ago. A kid found this at Christmas. That's different, right? And explain more, but that is a vast difference and a unique situation that we're in here.
Yes, and the patch autograph card, as you said, sold for $1.11 million. His payout, the boy's payout, $925,000 a year. So, yeah, it's his find, but this sparked some emotion from you, too, in terms of collections and what level we might be going to.
Because a ton of us collected baseball cards as a kid, and a lot of us got into it at different times. I got into it after the boom, like late 80s I got into it, and early 90s, and by the time I was into it, certain things would have value. Sometimes you'd get new ones and be like, oh, look at that. But then it kind of got diluted. There's just so many damn cards out there. I think Topps might have revitalized the playing card industry, the sports card industry here, and the hobby. Because the guy who found this is an 11-year-old kid. This 11-year-old kid got a box of baseball cards on Christmas Day. This was his lone present on Christmas Day last year, okay? And he's like, it's this big box of Topps cards, and he is an 11-year-old kid in California who has found the card and says, Dad, I think this is my card. And the dad does the research, like, yeah, you're right. This family has chosen to stay anonymous. But imagine your 11-year-old kid finding a card that is turned now into $1.11 million. This is not some old thing. This is a six-month cycle that has taken place. It is unbelievable to me.
It's crazy. And all of this, to be noted, Paul Skenes plays for Pittsburgh.
Yes.
The kid is from Los Angeles. So, like, that factors in as the story evolves.
Big time.
Because
he's not interested in anything that the Pittsburgh Pirates or Paul Skenes has to offer.
And they are offering. They offered him, what, season tickets for...
How many years, Shane?
30 years.
For the next 30 years.
Behind home plate.
Right, to get that damn card with the cloth on it.
Which, we did the math. If you were to resell every game at the peak of what that ticket should cost, you'd make about $2.2 and $2.4 million.
That's
before service fees and stuff like that.
And that's based on the season ticket price now.
That's based on the individual game price right now.
Gotcha.
On the resale market.
So look, and on the and obviously that price might go up.
Yeah, but it's work.
Imagine the maintenance you have to do
to
be in charge of that and sell those tickets every freaking year and every time they come out.
Yeah.
And the Pirates suck.
Horrible.
And they're probably just, as a texter says, they're just holding Skenes and keeping them warm until the Dodgers and the Yankees sign.
Neil Walker's not walking through that door. I'll tell you that right now. He's not.
And the Pirates are going to suck for a long time. And the kid lives in Los Angeles, to your point, Gross.
What about Todd Walker? Is it possible that Todd Walker
could
walk in here? And so you know why? Because Todd Walker once walked with the bases loaded against the White Sox to win a game. I don't know why I remember that, but I did. All right, let me ask you this, Spiegel.
Yeah.
Mr. Baseball, if put in a similar predicament, would you take those season tickets for the Pittsburgh Pirates or keep the card? Because you're Mr. Baseball. You can go to PNC. It's sweet. It's beautiful.
At this point in my life, at my age and theoretical maturity.
All right, you're dying.
And financial.
I understand.
Theoretical.
we're all dying. Act accordingly.
This 11-year-old kid has college and his first house paid for, right? I mean, with ease.
That's right.
I mean, he's got that. He's got that locked down, and the parents. He's got to hope his parents don't take all his money.
Just take the guaranteed money, right? Is that what it is? But never mind messing around with having to sell them. And
you know, Paul Skenes was on the Seth Meyers show because Seth Meyers, he offered like a VIP, like four VIP tickets to his show if the kid would let him look at it for 1 second. Is what Seth Meyers offered. Libby Dunn, Paul Skenes' girlfriend, offered tickets in the suite with her to watch the game.
Can I have that? Am I allowed to have that?
You can if you want, baby.
Okay, I'll find it.
So he's got to thin out and start pitching.
A reminder that he's 11, right?
It's not like he's more attractive than you, let's be honest. He's not.
No, he's not. Yeah. He's not that good looking.
He's really not. Nor am I.
Yeah, you are.
Mismatched couples?
I think that's our shrimp. Shane, I think that's our shrimp.
I think that is our shrimp walking away.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Yeah, she's got
our
no
shrimp
clue.
Got up and walked away.
Oh, no.
She'll be back. She's looking right now. Where do these shrimp go?
That's the worst.
Shane, flag down the shrimp here at Real Time Sports.
I'll wait for the shrimp to come to us.
Hey, look at that. It's 35th Street Slick. It's right there. It's unbelievable.
Look at that.
The Houston Oilers?
Yeah. Yes, that is our shrimp. Thank you very much. Oh, look at that. The promo staff going to... Going to help us.
That's Grayson.
Hey.
Grayson, you're killing it, man.
Grayson, you preserved Matt Spiegel's Diet Pepsi, which
Yeah, it
initially
really
gone to me. I was seriously
That's
thinking.
Wonderful.
Actually, I got told on because I was going to keep that Diet Pepsi until Grayson had to come over here and say that that's actually Spiegel's Diet Pepsi.
Wait, Spiegel, did Grayson just force carbs on you?
He did, but he doesn't know of my longtime disdain for carbs, especially forced ones, because forced carbs leave more of a mark than regular carbs.
What do I've heard that.
Forced carbs are fattier than regular carbs.
What is this shrimp? It looks unbelievable.
It's buffalo.
Oh,
we went buffalo.
God.
Did we really?
Yeah, we went buffalo.
I thought we went 6 mild, Woo! 6 hot.
Yeah, we did. They're all 6 mild buffalo, hot buffalo.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, we got
buffalo.
Anyway,
I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea.
It is. You're right, Bubba.
Look at that.
Yes, thank you, Tyler. So Paul Skeens was on the Seth Meyers show, and he said he liked that a kid got his card.
There were one of your cards, a baseball card. It was a one-of-one card, which means only one of them existed. And this is a picture of what it was. And everybody was buying boxes of cards trying to get it. And for months, nobody had it. And it was pulled last week by an 11-year-old kid. How excited were you to find out it was an 11-year-old kid?
Super.
Yeah.
Super excited.
What would have been the worst outcome for you?
Probably a 50-year-old collector,
yeah,
to be honest.
See, so I'm 51, so I would have been all right.
All right. That's not 50. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
love that from Paul Skeens. Genuine happiness for the 11-year-old kid.
That is the good part. That is the good part. Because, yeah, this whole thing would be a disaster if it was somebody of adult age, quite frankly.
But, I mean, like, look, baseball cards as an industry have been dying, you know? And I don't know. My experience with a son who doesn't really love baseball, but he thinks cards are cool, like he's a Pokemon card collector of the highest order, is that he's been hanging around with some baseball cards, and he digs them, and he's like, he's got his favorite guys and stuff, but if he knew that he could legit find ones that are worth money like this, like that has fueled his Pokemon thing. He looks up, he goes to websites and looks up how much the Pokemon cards are. He tries to make sure that they're in great condition. He gets like the right sleeves and everything. Like he does everything that I used to do for baseball cards, but he does it for Pokemon because the value has indeed been lost. So anything that Topps can come up with like this to revitalize the industry is a masterstroke.
Yeah, it's a smart partner with baseball for sure. I was never organized enough of a human being to really collect anything. I couldn't sustain it. I did not have sustained success with anything that I tried to collect, including baseball cards. My brother, sounds like my younger brother was a lot like you, because he would get the full entire
get the whole set
for the year, which I always thought was kind of cheating.
It is cheating.
It totally is,
because it's not the fun of collecting.
Right, you go to the drugstore.
What did I get?
What did I get?
Yes.
Exactly. So but he did. For years, he had bought the, you know, in his early 8s and 9s and 10s, he had purchased the cards at the stores, and then now he gets the full sets. But, yeah, I was just never organized enough to do it. But that is cool.
Yeah.
That would get me interested.
Right, but
I am interested, actually.
Well, sure you are. Can you make, because it could have just been in a regular pack, but it's one of one.
One of one.
And that's how they've had to make it work. And had to find a way to make it work. You can't just have like, oh, I got the blank card or this guy's rookie card, because it just doesn't matter as much. So look for more stuff like this. Right? Look for more gimmicks like this. More ways to try and do it. Maybe there'll be more of the debut uniform patches. I'm sure there will be. But there's got to be more ways to put one of one cards out there.
Hey, Spiegs, whatever it takes to keep your game, our game.
Yeah. Oh.
I've noticed that you've really, by the way, I was wondering if I could ask you about that, the our game thing. I know you've talked about it through the years. I used to hear Coomer say that pre and post.
Coom is where I got it.
Yeah, same.
But then Roger Clemens said it to me one day on Hit and Run. And so he includes me when he says that.
Roger?
When he says our game, it's like, oh man, Roger just gave me the our game.
Yeah.
When Coom says it to you when you're working with Coom,
that's
the thing about, I'm sure you had that experience.
Oh, no, I did too.
Doing pre and post, and he's like, well, the thing about our game, Mark, and you know, and all of a sudden you're like, thank you so much for including me, because that's the subtext of the our game thing, is that like you're actually being included when you ain't nothing.
Well, that's what
I'm not a player, I'm not a coach, I ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, okay? Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you, because I heard you like kind of casually say our game at one point,
uh-huh.
which says to me you are comfortable with being part of it. And I'm not saying you don't deserve it.
Did I say I was probably looking at Chris Tannehill as I said it, and it was at least partially tongue-in-cheek. Maybe a big part.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you right now, just honestly, okay. when it comes out of my mouth, it's still aspirational.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Our game. Do you feel like you have to have played the game to call it our game? Because I was going to take it further.
It's a great
you've
question.
You've now done how many play, like over, like at least 20 now, right?
Yeah.
That you've been a part of, whether pregame or play-by-play, and you have the legit baseball card. Stoney loves you. You have had, like, if you had a resume, you get a letter of recommendation from him.
Uh-huh.
You'd get it, obviously, from everybody.
Hilarious.
Yeah, no, you would.
But, you know what? It's funny. I won that award from the Pitch and Hit Club, the Harry Carey Sportscaster Year Award.
You won that award.
When I won that award, Bruce Levine, our friend Bruce Levine.
Yeah.
Texted me and said, "You are a real baseball man."
Whoa!
Is that a lovely thing to text?
We're getting somewhere.
I'm just, you know,
yeah.
I try to be honest and real on this show, man. I'll be honest. That meant a lot. That was very nice.
I bet it did. And you know what? Bruce deserves to say
Bruce,
our game.
There's no question.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
He's an our game guy.
Bruce can say it, and he can own it. Bruce is absolutely an our game guy.
Right. You know who is like one of the guys that I originally thought of as an our game guy, and this was a while back, is Len Casper, because not only because of the credentials doing play-by-play, but he became a baseball guy along with being a really, really good maybe even a great play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
He knows baseball to the bottom
of it. I think a play-by-play guy, play-by-play person who has done it for a while.
Yeah, you become our team.
It's a great question.
Our game guy.
I love this topic.
Yeah.
I'm launching season 3 of the podcast, the PBP, Voices of Baseball.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Next week or the week thereafter, we'll launch season 3. And I'll ask the broadcasters, do you feel like you can say our game with impunity?
Oh,
right? It's a great question.
What's the minimum? What's the level at which one can begin to talk about yourself as an our game guy?
I wonder what Dave Sims, who's the new Yankees voice and has been the Seattle Seahawks voice, but also was a football voice and a college basketball voice, I wonder if now he's the voice of the freaking Yankees.
Yeah.
He's got to be able to say our game with impunity.
I think maybe, Spiegel, if there's any controversy about you, you may need a little more travel time in terms of being an our game guy.
Yeah, like travel with a team.
Because there's a grind aspect to be able to call it our game.
You're so right.
Right? So I'm just saying, like, I'm just looking for potential spots.
That delegitimizes me. 100%. I have never.
No.
I've only ridden a team plane once.
Right.
And it wasn't when I was supposed to be there.
Exactly. Now, is that story out in the open?
Yeah, it's out there.
Okay.
So, but you've ridden the team plane for a few years.
I did, but I wouldn't even call, like, I've been away long enough that my our game card was pulled. That's why I'd be turned into Bears.
By Tom Tunney.
That's right.
Get that card out of there. He's not a real broadcaster.
No,
how did he get that job?
My memory of the situation is that you and Zach Zaidman met at the midway point between Soldier Field and Wrigley Field, walking in opposite directions, and you handed your Our Game card to Zach.
I did.
And as he walked by you, he said, Bears. And that moment, you know?
That was one of those moments in life where when something happens that maybe doesn't seem ideal on the surface, where it may hurt a little bit, all of a sudden it's, well, it's going to work out for the better. You hear that, right?
I think it kind of, I can't speak for Zach necessarily, but I think it probably worked out for the slightly better for both of us.
Do you remember the Zacks, the short story by Dr. Seuss? It's in the Sneetches book about the Zacks who's walking one way and another Zacks who's walking the other way.
No, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, it's so good. And they come right up against each other and they're like, oh my God, I'm walking this way. And they're like, I'm walking that way. And they just stop and they stand there and they don't move. They don't budge.
Oh, it's a standoff.
And like they build a city around them. They build highways around them. They just refuse to move.
Wow.
So what is that? That was you and Zach.
That's right. Standoff.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what the lesson is out of that.
Don't hold your ground just for stubornness.
Okay, I thought so. Okay.
Don't hold your ground.
Right.
You can step aside.
You're right. Bears, Cubs, take care. Good luck with
thing. Good luck with my thing.
We need one more Zach to create the Zach.
I got you.
Stories.
Very good.
See how that whole room got tied together?
I'm sorry you had to explain all that to
me. No, I'm not.
But I think people enjoyed it.
Because some listeners learned about it as well. And some listeners are out there going, I see you, Speaks. I had the Sneetches and other stories.
That's the beauty of the score.
I see you. That is the beauty of the score. This is a beautiful place. I'm thrilled to be here. And we all miss our guy Dan Bernstein today and are thinking about our guy Dan Bernstein today. And we think about you, the listener, as well. It's a tough day. We are here together. Speegs and Mark Grody here on The Score. We'll talk to Ryan McGuffey, our teammate, co-host of Inside the Clubhouse, next on Spiegel & Holmes. We're live at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village.